Finch House.
Bank of Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Hello, sir. My name is Patrick. I got a question.
Sure.
I got an email from you guys, and it's about someone sends me 200,000 euros, and now I got the email to open by you guys account to get the money. But I don't get what they mean. Can you help me with that?
It actually sounds like you received an offer for financing. So it's do you own a business right now?
No, I don't have a business.
Okay. So yeah, we're a commercial bank, so you'd actually have to own a business to qualify for any sort of financing for us here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the guy
was sending me the money. He got a business, and he's together with my mom, and he wants to help me to buy a house. So he sends me 200,000 euros over you guys. But to get the money, you guys tell me to open an account at you for 1,000 euros. Something like that, what I read here. But I don't understand the email, so I was thinking of calling you guys and ask.
Well, we don't do any commercial financing, so it might be a different bank. But we only do loans for businesses.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
How did I get the email from you guys then?
I'm not sure. Who did the email come from?
Hold on a second. It's from bank.cardiff@accountants.com.
Yeah, I really don't know. Is there any contact information on the email by any chance?
Not really. It just says Comfort Bank Thursday 11/8/14 time 4:09 p.m. And it's sending 11/8/2016 right now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure. We only do loans for businesses, so it might be
okay.
a different. I mean, there's probably a different Bank of Cardiff out there.
A fake or something?
There might be a different Bank of Cardiff or Cardiff Bank or something like that. I honestly, I've never looked myself. But,
okay.
But
Cardiff,
yeah,
Private Bank. It says down there, Cardiff Private Bank. Private Bank.
Is there a 16-digit code on there anywhere?
A code? A number?
Yeah, is there a 16-digit code anywhere on the email?
A code? No, I don't see any code on there.
Yeah, I mean, we only work with people with we only work with people with businesses, right? So
He got a business.
Okay.
He got a business, and he wants to send from his business account to me, so it goes over you guys. That's what he was telling me. But now I have to do something that goes for 1 year, and then it expires, and I get the 1,000 euro that I pay to open the account. I get back. That's what the email says.
Hmm. Now, we don't deal in euros either. We're actually located in the United States, so it'd just be dollars here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to tell you, sir. Yeah, we can only work with businesses. You might want to have him call in and see if he has an account with us. But it would be for a business loan.
Mm-hmm.
But
if the email is real, I have to get a person that works at your place, right? With hello, my name is blah 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 or something like that.
Right, yeah, but I mean, we're located in the United States, so we wouldn't have anything in Europe at this point.
Okay. But the email is in English, but the money is in euros. It's not a dollar things. It's a euro. What is it called?
Yeah, it's wouldn't be us. Yeah, we don't have any branches in Europe at this time.
Okay. Well, it says I got 48 hours to do something, but I don't know what to do. And yeah, the guy that was sending me that, he said I have to contact you guys and you tell me what to do.
Yeah, I apologize. It might be a different Cardiff bank. I looked for one in Europe, possibly.
Okay.
But
thanks.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
All right. Have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you. Yep. Bye-bye.